As we count down to Independence Day, on The Buck Stops Here, we've been talking to Indians who, in their own way, have been tracing India's epic journey to this moment and imagining its future as well. Joining us tonight, author Amish Tripathi, whose Shiva trilogy is the fastest selling in India's publishing history. He is soon coming out with his first work of non-fiction, Immortal India, that talks about India at 70, the issues it confronts, and much, much more. Thank you for being with us on The Buck Stops Here tonight. Where do you, Amish, see India at 70? Is India a relatively young nation or as old as its epics?
It has the soul, it has a soul that is timeless, that is immortal. We are a very ancient civilization, but at the same time, yes, we are a very young nation. So, as with most things about India, I guess there is what can appear to be a contradiction. But India manages to balance many contradictory things simultaneously. That's a beautiful part of the country that we love.
History of India's
independence. Why immortal India? Actually, it relates to the previous question. If you think about India,
we have flaws, but can't take away from the fact that he was a brilliant poet. And amongst his better lines was this, that kuch baat hai ki hasti mitti nahi hamari, sadiyon raha hai dushman dore zama hamara. There is something special in India that we stubbornly refuse to die. We are one of the few ancient cultures which is still lived reality today. Most other ancient cultures, the ancient Roman culture, Greek, Mesopotamian, Egyptian, have become museum pieces today, sadly. But the ancient Indian culture is still a lived experience for most modern Indians. And yet, we are also living in a modern state. And that's the beauty of India, and that's why I think we are an immortal civilization. But how do we adapt our immortal ancient culture to the needs of the modern times? That's what I try and address in my books. So I address modern social issues, for example, women's rights, LGBT rights, freedom of expression, using the lens of our